I always thought it was cool she did that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take a break. When we're coming back, we got entertainment for Danny Wright stories, good stories of the day, and of course, the kitchen's open.
Woo!
Coming up mm-hmm. on The Morning Show right here at WFHR locally. Well, you know, Seth, you do this one.
Okay. WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn. A parade of bodies was carried out through the streets of Gaza today. They were laid out on stretchers, draped in white sheets. Here's CBS's MTS Taieb.
As Israel's strikes only intensify, hospitals are at breaking point. There are so many injured, they have to be treated on the floor. This man tries to soothe a bruised and battered baby by singing him a prayer. A little boy says his last goodbye to his mother.
The death toll from the conflict tops 4,000 now from both sides. And things are only expected to escalate with a looming Israeli ground invasion of Gaza anytime now. Our Holly Williams is in southern Israel.
I think the mood in this country is very clear. There's a lot of anger. There's a lot of pain. Israel's military says that this was the largest massacre of Israeli civilians since the founding of the country. And there's certainly a determination here in Israel to wreak vengeance on Hamas.
Israel says nearly 200 hostages are being held in Gaza. This woman says her 21-year-old son is one of them.
I want them to bring all the hostages and my son back home. Not tomorrow. Now.
Back in the U.S., the Justice Department is urging everyone to be on high alert as the conflict in the Middle East could spur hate crimes, like one in Illinois. Police say a 6-year-old Muslim boy was stabbed to death by his family's landlord. He allegedly knocked on their door and said, "You Muslims must die." Correspondent Catherine Herridge says the 71-year-old man was arrested.
His arrest comes as the FBI is on alert across the country, saying Hamas or other foreign terrorist organizations could exploit the conflict to call on their supporters to conduct attacks on our own soil, but added most of those threats are not credible.
Well, there's a problem in the House. It's been nearly 2 weeks since Kevin McCarthy was voted out as the speaker. And without a new one voted in yet, everything in Congress is at a standstill. CBS's Nicole Killian is on Capitol Hill.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Democrats have been having informal discussions with Republicans to create a bipartisan governing coalition as another potential option to elect a speaker. Jeffries believes those conversations should begin formally this week, but there's no assurance enough Republicans would get on board.
And Rite Aid has filed for bankruptcy.
There's no wrong way to treat life at Rite Aid.
Visit. You can blame slow sales, mounting debt, and lawsuits alleging it contributed to the nation's opioid epidemic. Ahead of the opening on Wall Street, Dow futures are up. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers! If you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
With fall appliance savings at the Home Depot, we'll get your kitchen clicking. With new Samsung refrigerators with extra large capacities. Or dishwashers with space-saving solutions that can fit so much, you won't need the kitchen sink. Plus, with convenient shopping in-store and online, your savings are just a click away. Final days to get up to $2,000 off select kitchen bundles. The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Pricing valid September 28th through October 18th. Cast range extra. U.S. only. See store online for details.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 54. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 37. Tonight, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, high of 58. 61 Wednesday, with a chance for scattered rain showers. 57 Thursday, chance for showers continues. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Seth, Melissa, and James here with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. A little bit later, we're going to get into the weirdest Halloween costumes. Get into that one. The ones we're searching for and everything. We've got some That Ain't Right stories, local good stories of the day. We're going to talk about where the Encore came from. Find out the history of the Encore, where that came from. But it's a Monday. It's in the 9 o'clock hour. You know what that means, everybody. Something good.
Welcome to the Kitchens Open on WFHR. Today we're going to talk about preventing diabetes and living and thriving with diabetes. Now, this segment was supposed to be a sneak peek into the fabulous class that starts this week at the YMCA with Tiana Hamm, but the stars didn't align for Tiana and I, so you get stuck with the quick and dirty version from us.
Hey, who you calling dirty? This is clean radio. Squeakier than Wisconsin cheese curds and family approved.
Is it my turn to be the grown-up on duty this week? Come on, you two. Let's start the show the proper way by thanking our sponsor.
Oh, all right. Sure thing, Dad. I mean, of course. We're thankful for the Southwood County YMCA, who is our current sponsor for this segment.
You honestly do want to sign up for the Prevent Diabetes, Thrive with Diabetes 5-week series. It starts up this week on Wednesday from 9:30 to 10:30. Tiana has such great information and presents it in an easy to remember format that will have you thriving in no time.
I heard they need several more people to sign up.
Well, it's likely they'll want to sign up after this segment, Seth, because while the internet is great for a lot of things, there's nothing like having a registered dietitian lay out this information for you.
Mm-hmm. There's also several more classes coming up this fall that you'll want to sign up for, so make sure you contact our Southwood County YMCA and get registered for this and other great classes. We'll be sure to mention at the end, right, Mel?
Yep, of course.
All right. So that number to call is 715-818-9622. That's 818-9622. Or you can also visit their website, swcymca.org, swcymca.org.
Now, since we don't have the talented Tiana Hamm with us today, we'll be leaning heavily on the internet again.
Oh, boy.
We'll reference three different websites throughout the segment. These include mayoclinic.org, cdc.gov, and niddk.nih.gov.
Oh, I know that one. The National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Disease website.
Right. That old chestnut.
Well, that old chestnut has a lot of great and actually easy to navigate information, even if the website name is a little intimidating. Honestly, I just typed how to eat with diabetes into Google, and these were the first three websites that popped up.
This is just another reason you really want to take the class starting this week with Tiana at the Y. And not only is she a highly informed and engaging educator, she also makes samples you get to try at the end of class.
Snacks! I'm signing up.
Come on, you guys. Let's start with the definition of what diabetes is. This is from the Mayo Clinic article called Diabetes Diet, Creating Your Health Eating Plan.
And I quote, "A diabetes diet simply means eating the healthiest foods in moderate amounts and sticking to regular mealtimes. It's a healthy eating plan that's naturally rich in nutrients and low in fat and calories. Key elements are fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. In fact, the type of diet is the best eating plan for most everyone.
Eating this way helps you control your blood sugar, manage your weight, and control heart disease risk factors. Quote, when you eat extra calories and carbohydrates, your blood sugar levels rise. If blood sugar isn't controlled, it can lead to serious problems, close quote.
It goes on to say these problems include a high blood sugar level called hyperglycemia. If this high level lasts for a long time, it may lead to long-term complications, such as kidney, nerve, and heart damage.
You can help keep your blood sugar level in a safe range, make healthy food choices, and track your eating habits. This includes eating healthy meals at regular times. Oi, that hit home. They felt a little personal now. I'll have you know, I eat healthy. I regularly add sugar to my blood in the shape of those banana candies you gave me. Jeez. That counts, right?
Oh, boy. I know you're kidding, James. Mm. And I know I nag on you about your eating, but I did get you those candies.
True.
So just because it's important to be conscious of eating healthy, that doesn't mean you need to cut out all the foods you enjoy.
That's Right. It just means you might need to eat smaller portions or enjoy them less often. But the regular meal times might be a sticking point for you, James.
Hey, who are you? My mother? What is going on here?
What you choose to eat, how much you eat, and when you eat are all important in keeping your blood glucose level to the recommended range by your doctor.
All right. I know this is coming from a place of love, so I'm not going to fire both of you on the spot. I would like to talk to you after the show, though.
We'll just do it later, yeah.
And I know all these things about how important it is to eat healthy at regular times, but break it down for me.
Well, one recommendation is to make your calories count with nutritious foods. Choose healthy carbohydrates, fiber-rich foods, fish, and good fats.
Those don't sound like foods, Mel.
Okay. An easy example for you, James, would be half a plate of steamed broccoli sprinkled with low-fat shredded cheese, 3 ounces of baked salmon drizzled with a pecan and maple syrup glaze, and a half cup of brown rice with a teaspoon of soy sauce.
I know I have a line here, but that sounds really good, and all I can think about is eating it right now.
Yeah.
I would probably eat that.
Yes, all right.
I would probably eat that.
Well, I didn't want to shoehorn you into it. I thought that would sound good to you, but, you know.
Really nicely done. Yeah, that's really, that's on my mind now.
Well, the trick Seth used there is the plate methods, and that's described on the CDC website in the article Diabetes Meal Planning. It's where you fill half your plate with a non-starchy vegetable, hence the broccoli, a quarter with your protein, that's the salmon, and the other quarter with a carb, and that's the rice. It's an easy visual that can help you limit the amount of higher carb foods that have the highest impact on your blood sugar.
Nice.
It's important to remember that carbohydrates in food raises your blood sugar levels. How fast carbs raise it depends on what the food is and what you eat with it. For example, drinking fruit juice raises blood sugar faster than eating whole fruit.
Yep. So eating a balanced meal by mixing a small amount of carbs with protein, fat, or fiber slows down how quickly your blood sugar rises.
That is a great example.
You know, there's a lot more to it, and many tips and tricks for creating meal plans that fit your diet and daily life, but still keep your blood sugars under control. So I highly recommend Tiana Hamm's class at the Y. The next 5-week session starts this Wednesday, so you'll want to sign up today.
What about those other classes coming up, Melissa?
Tiana's next Nutrition 101 session on gluten-free living is...
Or Seth.
It doesn't matter. The next Nutrition 101 session on gluten-free living is Monday, October 23rd from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m.
Yeah, and don't forget about the Lunch and Learn session on October 25th, and that's at 11:15 to 12:15. She'll have a meal and nutritional education plus cooking tips.
Oh, I heard the next kids in the kitchen is cheesy eggs in a hole plus a green smoothie. That's on November 11th, 10:15 to 11:15.
Now you can sign up for any of these wonderful classes by calling 715-818-9622 or by visiting their website at swcymca.org.
That's 715-818-9622, 715-818-9622.
Or the website again is swcymca.org.
Well, I think it's time to get out of the way, guys, and let people call the Y or visit their website. So thank you for joining us today on another segment of The Kitchen's Open. And with that, we'll close the kitchen.
All right.
Wonderfully done, Melissa. Wonderfully done. God, that was a fun one. That was good. Be listening every Monday for another opportunity to dive into The Kitchen's Open with us, everybody. We'll be back with more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR.
Tell me something good.
Locally grown. 20 a.m. and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
When you think of pizza, do you think of a ham roll-up pizza? This off-the-wall culinary masterpiece will keep you coming back. Who makes this fresh, mouth-watering pizza? Club Forest Bar and Grill on Highway 54. Their ham roll-up pizza features ham and pickles with a cream cheese sauce. Yum! Don't sit in the kitchen and cook during the next pregame. Call Club Forest Bar and Grill, 715-345-1220, and let them do the work for you. Club Forest Bar and Grill, proud supporters of Pet of the Week with James Maylock, every Thursday at 9 a.m.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. you could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Around the corner.
Around the country.
Or around the world, take WFHR with you wherever you go.
Take us to work, on the boat, or in the stand this hunting season.
Download the Civic Media app and make WFHR your co-pilot all day, every day. And never miss another news update, Badger game, or serious comedy to start your day.
WFHR is here for our community by keeping you informed and entertained. So take us with you and never miss a beat.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 54. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 37. Tonight, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, high of 58. 61 Wednesday, with a chance for scattered rain showers. 57 Thursday, chance for showers continues. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
Welcome back.
In pocket, you can paddle. I'm gonna use it.
Just can never get enough of this song. It's funny, I actually was talking about it this weekend.
Oh, wow. Not bad.
Melissa, Seth and James here with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. And I'm going to get into a little bit of entertainment news right now. But just another quick shout out to Melissa and the nice work she does on that Kitchen's Open segment week in and week out.
Very informative. Yeah,
really. Thanks. Do appreciate that. Was a lot of fun, Melissa. We have fun with it every week. Just know your teammates love it every week, and we know the audience does. So we appreciate you.
Thanks.
And Melissa is not like Tom Cruise. She does not do these kind of things, but that was not a segue. That did not work.
We're taking that award back.
I mean, I'm short like him.
Whoa, what a burn.
Quick side note. I was watching a little bit of the newest Mission Impossible last night. I didn't finish it. I was just watching some of it and everything. I think he's gotten shorter.
Oh, no.
I think he's gotten shorter.
Well, gravity, man.
Yeah, when you get older.
He has, and I don't say this lightly, and I don't say it meanly, because I actually, as far as an acting goes, as far as him as an actor, that's all I'm talking about.
Right.
I've always thought of Tom Cruise as a very solid actor. Mm-hmm. I think he's very good at what he does. But he has also kind of been a one-trick pony in his career. He's an action guy or a smiling guy. I think he did a fine job in Born on the 4th of July and some movies where there's actually a great movie, Magnolia, where he has a cameo or a smaller role in it. He was nominated for an Oscar for it, and rightfully so. He deserved the nomination. Didn't deserve the win, but I thought he deserved to be nominated because it was incredibly well done. Very good actor. This has got to be the end of action movies for him. He looks rough out there in this movie.
Wow.
It looks like it's rough for him doing this stuff now. And I just, like, where guys like that are older than him, like Denzel and stuff, are still look smooth, even with the gray hair and everything. He is
61.
Yeah,
and it just shows, you know. Yeah.
And he's trying to look 40.
That's the thing that really bugs me about it, because it's really blatant now when he's doing that. And that's not. And then part two, because maybe some of this, given that Tom Cruise is one of the biggest action movie stars in history, you'd think that there'd be more toys and action figures of him. You know, a little Ethan Hunt action figure or something like that. But there are not, and there never will be. Tom supposedly has a clause in his movie contracts that says his likeness cannot be used to create merchandise, specifically toys or video games.
Wow.
In fact, in the Minority Report video game, the main character was given blonde hair, much shorter than Tom's in the movie, in order to avoid anything close to a similarity.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's missing out on a huge paycheck. That's all I'm going to say.
I
Marketing, that kind of stuff makes bank, man.
I don't know if it's common knowledge. I know Seth would know this because we're both nerds about these kind of things. But originally, the role of Iron Man was going to be Tom Cruise.
Yep, he was considered for that role.
He was highly considered for it and everything. And a major sticking point was, well, we got to turn Iron Man into... He's already an action figure.
Yeah, he's been made already, yeah.
And Tom put his foot down about that.
Yep.
And he felt that they made the mistake by not casting him and going with it. Didn't work out that way.
No, did not work out that way.
And he also at the time was very adamant about he didn't want to do like series. He didn't want to be a part of something where there was going to be sequels and all this stuff. So what does he do like 5 years
later? Mission Impossible?
Yeah, the Mission Impossible movie. Not to mention he tried to get the Mummy series, like that. The Universal was trying to get the horror monster thing on.
I guess
it's
as close as he's going to be admitting he was wrong.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting. I thought that was an interesting side note of his career that we did not know otherwise. Paul McCartney confirmed what many of us have been, wondered over the years, and it's been talked about here and there. Yoko Ono's presence was a bit disruptive during recording sessions. He says when John Lennon got together with Yoko, the band just had to deal with her being there all the time. Quote, the idea was that if John wanted this to happen, then it should happen, and there was no reason why not. Anything that disturbs us in disturbing is disturbing. Anything that disturbs us is disturbing. It was an interference in the workplace, so not being very confident, confrontational, we just bottled up and went with it because that's English people. And that's Paul talking there about that.
Yeah.
That's not me saying that about English people.
No,
that's Paul talking about his own people and everything.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's pretty well known. They don't talk about emotions.
This was towards the end of their career when they were working on Let It Be. Mm-hmm. Now, Paul is very adamant to say that it got blown out of proportion. It wasn't nearly as bad as a lot of magazines and people were reporting on. Mm-hmm. But he did think it was noteworthy to say that it at least was somewhat disturbing, somewhat disruptive and everything. I could see that. I don't think that's a knock at Yoko. I think that if any of the other guys had their wives or somebody there or something, let alone another musician there, it could be that way. I also think that how serious do you have to take this? How crazy do you have to be about this and stuff? They're not the Beatles for nothing.
Yeah.
It's one of these, I think you could see both sides of this, I feel like.
Yeah, you can. You can see that. And at the same time, it's like, is there anything that he can't, that we don't have an answer for with the Beatles yet? I mean, how many books now, Paul? I think he's gotten at least his side of all these things, So I don't know. Sure. Okay. Is it still important to some people? I guess so.
I
don't know. Does it matter anymore?
I'm glad you bring that up because I tested this with the biggest Beatles fan I'll ever know, and my father.
Right.
And I bring it up, and I'm like, hey, Dad, I saw this article. I'm going to bring it up tomorrow on the show. What do you think of this? And he looks at me. He's like, eh.
Yeah.
My father always has something to say. He always has this comment. He always gives me at least 10, 20 words, something like that. Never, eh. Like, he couldn't care less. He's like, he did say that he thought the whole thing was blown out of proportion.
Yeah.
And I'm putting that in words I can say on the air. because he thought that the whole thing was, he lived through this. And
right.
He thought it was a little crazy anyway.
Yeah.
Most adults, I think, at that point, if you were a Beatles fan, by the time they break up, you would have already heard breaking up over creative differences.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard this with other bands. The Beatles didn't invent this. They just perfected it.
Yeah, basically.
Because every band ever since has used this excuse.
Right.
Or reasoning, if you will.
Right.
So I don't think it was...
Yeah, every band, and I would say in their 50s and 60s right now, that age-wise, use that as an excuse to not allow any girls. Don't be a Yoko Ono. Don't show up at our rehearsals.
Yeah.
We can't have any girls in the band because they might cause problems.
That's
so
true.
I think it's been overused, misused, and probably not 100% accurate.
I've been saying this my whole life, and my dad was the first person I said it to. How strong is your bond if you could be distracted over a woman in the room that doesn't speak complete English.
Yeah.
That is as shy as all, is painfully shy, and doesn't, you know, keeps to herself.
Yeah.
Even by the people, by the accounts from producers and things like that, Yoko was pretty much in the corner the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, she wasn't really a distraction. She wasn't really, she was there just supporting John.
Yeah.
And they were madly in love. John wanted her around all the time. Like, how good are you at your job if you can't focus with something like that going on? Like, something as simple as that. They were going to break up no matter what.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And I think it's just a convenient excuse. People didn't want to believe that they were done. Like, no, you can't. Yeah. You can't, blah, 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 especially at the time. But it's like, no. The writing was on the wall, people.
Yeah.
Just look at what was going on. It was there, yeah.
They were going to break up over one thing or another.
Yeah,
it's unfortunate for Yoko and her kids that because her kids take some of the beating of this too, you know, and that's insane to me. That the only thing more insane of blaming Yoko is blaming like her kids over this. Like, what are you doing?
And she doesn't seem to really care that much about it either, though.
To
she's addressed
credit,
it a couple of times, but that's it. She's like, whatever, you know.
Life has to go on.
Yeah, exactly.
Encore! Encore! Everybody, put your lighters in the air or your phones nowadays.
It's
I guess.
Phones.
Do
now.
Or whatever.
Jeez, get with modern times, man.
I am so old. Encores.
At least it doesn't make your thumb hot.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Encores are basically guaranteed at concerts these days, but why? Where did this idea come from that a band should pretend to leave the stage only to walk back out and play two or three more songs? This is something every person who has ever gone to a concert expects.
Weird? Yeah.
And it's weirder when they don't come out for an encore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's the funniest thing to me. Every show, and I've been to a lot of shows, small, big venue, all of the above, and every single show I've ever been to has had an encore. And every show, the audience acts the same way. Oh, they're coming back for more! Like, we're surprised. We're surprised they're coming back for 3 months. That big hit that they didn't play, and you're shocked that they didn't play, shocker, they're coming back to play it in the last two songs. Like, but we all do it, and I'm one of these people. I'm right in there with all of you. I'm not I'm not the one person in the thousands of the people in the audience with my arms crossed, like, I knew this was coming. Like,
already walking out after they left the stage.
They're coming back?
I'm already at the exit.
What are they doing?
So, just real quick, and you can call up and play along, everybody, 715-424-2600. If I say to you, give me an era or a year when the encore first was born, what would you throw out off the top of your head? I would say, and I've got the answer in front of me, and I would tell, I'm being honest with you guys, I would say late 50s, early 60s, I would think that it started.
I am going to go back further, because I wonder if it has anything to do with opera. Makes me think of opera.
Theater performances.
A little older, like that, 18-something, I would say 1880s, late 1800s.
I would like to recommend to people out there to listen to Krusty the Clown and never hire people who are smarter and more talented than you, because this is what happens. You look like a fool on live air. Yeah, you guys are right. Encores date back to the early 1700s, Italian opera concerts in the UK.
Okay. All right.
I was blown away by this.
That's really cool.
I had to piece my brain back together because it was blown. I thought this was so cool. Encores date back to the 1700s.
That's crazy.
Wow.
In Italian opera concerts in the UK. But they weren't the encores we're used to today. Back then, if an audience loved a certain piece, they would shout for an encore, which meant they wanted the artist to sing that song again immediately.
Yes. That's so cool.
That is cool.
This was actually considered a nuance by artists because it can ruin the continuity of a show.
I can imagine.
It got so annoying that some concert venues would print no encores in their programs or on huge placards. And even back in the 1700s, there would be on these placards, in parentheses, no Freebird.
But a bump.
Encore, that's part of where I thought the encore came from, was people shouting at their, play Freebird!
Like, yeah, rip it post!
It's like Uriah Heep up there, and they're like, play Freebird! Like,
it's not our song.
That's not even our song. What are you doing to us? Encores, as we know them, started becoming common as rock and roll evolved, although some artists, including Elvis and the Beatles, would not do them, refused to do them. Apparently, Elvis never did an encore in his whole career. According to this article.
Is that where the Elvis has left the building thing came from?
Yep.
Ooh.
I had to look it up. Mr. Parsley has left the building. Like, that's where, so it, because audiences would stay.
Just and wait for an encore.
Yeah. Encore.
From what I was reading from this article, there is reports that people would wait for half an hour to 45 minutes for Elvis to come back out.
Wow, even though he never did.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they finally had to start saying, Mr. Presley has left the building. Like, they had to finally start saying that. Yep. So I thought the same thing, Seth. I thought
fascinating.
It was just really cool. Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, it was Bruce Springsteen who really popularized the encore as we know it today.
Oh.
E! New Magazine says he, quote, transformed the rock show into an Iron Man event, playing four-hour marathons, staggering back to the stage with the E Street Band time and time again, sweat and stamina part of the spectacle.
Mm-hmm.
The man could barely sing, but because he wanted to give the audience this, he would come back out, and oftentimes, because this was not a solidified thing, say, hour into the show, Bruce does Glory Days. During the encore, he would come back and he'd do another Glory Days. He'd do it at song again sometimes and everything.
Hmm.
Because the audience wanted it. Play Glory Days again. So Bruce would come out there and play Glory Days again. Play Born in the USA. Come out there and do Born in the USA again. Like,
literally play songs he'd already played in the show. That's fascinating. Wow.
These researchers did their homework on this.
Wow, like, I guess.
This is one of the cooler, I think, things that we have come across on this show.
Yeah.
I think it's just awesome.
It is really neat. It's interesting, too, how it's become a thing at the end now, whereas when it first started, it was in the middle of a show.
Immediately. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, no, encore. Do it again. It was so good.
Yeah.
And
I think that's they should bring that back.
Yeah.
Now.
Oh, I like
you get to the end of Glory Days. No, do it again. Encore, encore. Repeat.
There's a Simpsons episode where Homer goes to see BTO, actually, Turner celebrating a birthday today. And they're just starting out. They're like three chords in. And Homer just like jumps in there right. Play the work in overtime part. Like he doesn't want him to get to the. He wants him to just get to the refrain. He just wants him to play the refrain.
The rest of the song.
Over and over, the whole concert just playing the refrain from Taking Care of Business over and over again. It's like that. It's interesting, too, the idea of, because nowadays, if any of us think about going to the opera, what are some of the first things you think of? Well, I have to, what am I going to wear?
Yeah,
I have to be all, I have to
look
sit
nice.
Proper.
Yeah.
Fancy
right.
theater.
Yeah.
I love the idea of opera and people like being so impolite and being so, they're out there, they're getting their strings ready, they're getting into a song, and during the song, people would be shouting at them.
Yep. And if they didn't like it, they'd be booing and hissing at singers up there singing during their performance. I mean, it's actually a lot nicer now. You're not going to see that much anymore.
A little more audience participation that was not necessarily wanted.
I have a quick encore story. When I worked at the Duluth Entertainment Convention Center up until, of course, we had all the acts come in. That's where all the big acts came in. If I were to ask, you'd probably not get, we had one performer who came, refused to do an encore because it wasn't a sold-out show. If I gave you guys all the rest of the time, you'd never figure out who this person was. Well, maybe you would. I don't know. But Barry Manilow.
Whoa.
Refused to do an encore because it wasn't a sold-out show.
Wow. It wasn't sold out.
Yes.
That's tacky.
Isn't it, though?
That's tacky.
I'm talking. Just another reason not to like Barry Manilow. sorry.
I'll say this. I already had plenty of respect for Bruce Springsteen. I had no idea. This gained a lot. I didn't think at this point in his career he could gain more respect from us, but I really got to give it to him. I mean,
4-hour shows, man.
It's pretty cool.
Anyone who's been in any type of show knows how draining that is. Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It's a Monday, and as we wrap up our entertainment segment, you know where I'm going. What the Muppet? It's time to get Muppety, people. The great Bria Hoyt. Change it up.
Her new name.
Does a wonderful job with this podcast, editing, producing, putting so much together for it and everything. And then she's got my knuckleheadness that comes in there and mucks up everything. Join Bree and I for a wonderful time, a half an hour show. It's a lot of fun. Nice, positive, fun part of your day.
Yeah.
We talk Muppets. We grab a different Muppet out of the hat. It's spontaneous. It's improv. Yep. And we talk about and discuss that particular Muppet. We had a lot of fun with the last couple of ones, and we have got some really good ones coming up for you, including a special episode that we did with another podcast, Puppet Masters of None.
Oh, yes.
These guys, two longtime puppeteers, worked in the industry, went to school for it, and both were in the industry for 20-plus years. And Bree and I got to hang out with these guys for a half an hour and do their show, and they're going to come on our show.
Podcast exchange.
Come Christmas. Yeah,
yeah. Nice.
Couldn't be nicer, guys. Encourage you to subscribe and check out that podcast. And if you're at all interested in the behind-the-scenes stuff of how puppeteering works and everything, I thought I knew. I didn't even scratch the surface. I had no idea.
Remarkable.
Such a fun time hanging out with those guys. Encourage you again to type it wherever you get your podcasts. Check out What the Muppet and subscribe to our YouTube page. Every week I do this, I see our subscribers grow up.
Woo!
And I got to think that that's in part to the greatest audience in radio. Thank you so much, everybody out there that has joined this fun.
Your tens of followers.
Yes, no, yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's a double digits. Then we get the double digits. That's cool.
Always a it's a plus, man.
It is. It's a fun one. Check out What the Muppet, everybody. Now, make sure to check out Melissa's news. That's what's coming up next.
All right.
After that, we're going to get into the top costumes we're searching for in 2023. It's coming up on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The bomb threat that caused an early dismissal on Friday at Marshfield High School found to not be credible. The Marshfield Police Department and the Wood County Sheriff's Department investigated and identified a 15-year-old girl was responsible for making the threats. They were found in two of the girls' bathrooms in the school. After the school was evacuated on Friday, police swept the building and the canine dog Bingo was brought in from Wood County. They didn't find any explosive devices. The building was found to be safe and all events and games took place as scheduled. Wood County Human Services will review the case. More than 900 people died by suicide in each of the last 2 years in Wisconsin. With one death affecting as many as 135 individuals, that's more than 121,000 people in Wisconsin each year whose lives have been altered by suicide.
Suicide is one of those highly preventable occurrences.
That's Joanne Greenlee. She's the mental health navigator for the Marshfield School District. She's giving suicide prevention training tomorrow, October 17th, at the Marshfield Public Library. The national program called QPR, or Question, Persuade, Refer, is a practical and proven prevention method.
It's a pretty compact training, not meant to have anybody be a mental health therapist, but simply to offer hope and support to people in need.
These parent and caregiver series trainings take place on the third Tuesday of the month at 6 p.m. in the J.P. Adler Room at the Marshfield Public Library. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people. Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise Financial Advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. A proud sponsor of Badger Football.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
If you're looking to get in the spirit of Halloween, look no further than the Trading Post in Wisconsin Rapids. They have quality goods at affordable prices with items changing daily. Get decked out for the season at the Trading Post, the store you can get lost in.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 54. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 37. Tonight, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, high of 58. 61 Wednesday, with a chance for scattered rain showers. 57 Thursday, chance for showers continues. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We hope you're having a good one out there. Season of the Witch.
Mm-hmm.
Took me a second. I had to add it. Took me a minute. It took me a second. But Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We are having a good one. And if you have been Googling witch costumes or something like that, maybe it'll show up on this list. Google's Frightgeist page is up for Halloween, tracking the top costumes we're searching for nationally and locally. There's also a costume wizard feature that's supposed to help you pick the perfect costume. Yes, we will be doing that.
And it's always a wizard.
It's always
That's what first popped into my head. Costume wizard. It's here's your wizard costume. Wait a minute.
Oh, why did that get me so good? That I love the idea of like they just got all these wizard costumes they're trying to get rid of.
Exactly.
You should be a wizard.
Yeah.
Most of the top costumes this year are pretty classic, especially for kids. But number one is the top costume we've seen a lot of lists on this year, Barbie.
No surprise there, right?
Yeah. We tend to do a lot of parody and trending when it comes to our Halloween costumes. So, the top costumes Americans are Googling in 2023 are Barbie, Princess, Spider-Man, Witch, Fairy, Wednesday Addams,
ooh,
Dinosaur, Cowboy, Ninja, and Bunny.
No wizards.
No wizards.
Darn it. And I see Ken isn't even on the list, man. Yeah, poor Ken. That's rough. You know.
The top 25 also include Pirate, Princess Peach, Batman, Mermaid, Cheerleader, Taylor Swift, Harley Quinn. And ooh, number 25 is 1980s costumes.
Wow.
Now, here's the thing about that.
Okay.
Real quick. If they really wanted to do nostalgic 80s costumes, it wouldn't be dressing up like fashion from the 80s. It would be finding those old, like, we got them at Kmart, those old Halloween costumes with the plastic mask that nobody could breathe through. Nobody.
It was just like a garbage bag with the costume on it. You put that on, and then you put the cheap mask. You're right, man.
Yeah, it was such.
Oh, I remember those.
Though I guarantee that those costumes, to make them, $2.
Yeah.
$2 it cost to make
charge
those.
$10, $15 for them. Yeah.
It's exactly the description Seth just gave you, too. Like they like this painted on like a picture, like, oh, here you want to be the Hulk? Here's some green.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
Stormtrooper. Here you go.
Yeah.
Some white.
Yeah. Weird Barbie costume is the top trending search for adults right now. Now, apparently that's Kate McKinnon's character, the Barbie with her hair chopped off. I haven't seen the movie.
Yeah,
me
neither.
I did not know Kate McKinnon was in it. That's awesome. I like that Kate McKinnon was in it. Good for her.
That's very cool.
The top trending couples costumes are Hugh Hefner and a Playboy bunny. Jesse and Woody from Toy Story.
Mm.
Jay and Silent Bob. All right. Awesome. Oh, that's so. Oh, that
that's
that
a good
warmed
one.
My heart.
Yeah.
Popeye and olive oil, and Mario and Peach.
Okay.
Is anybody else blown away by how old these all these ideas are?
Yeah, some like there's some pretty classic ones in there, isn't there?
They're very classic.
Yeah.
The most modern one is Jay and Silent Bob, and even that's like older. Like,
I guess
maybe Jesse and Woody from Toy Story, but still, so this keeps keeps happening. Mm-hmm. I came across a fascinating stat the other day. In 2010 or 2011. You know what the most popular downloaded and streamed music? All from the 90s. Like, no artist from that era that came out with an album in that era, in that year, had the top streaming album. It was all albums from the late 90s.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
This keeps happening. You talk to a lot of younger people, and a lot of the 90s fashion has come back, and to early aughts fashion has come back. And certainly, if you listen to any, you know, top 40 station right now, good luck trying to figure out the genre of music you're hearing, because it's all mashed up
it's
now.
It's a big mishmash, yeah.
I don't want this to sound like I'm complaining, I'm picking on younger stuff. I got no problem with any of this. I teach their own, and each generation their own. I just find it fascinating. I just find it interesting.
Yeah. What we need to do I love the 80s, the idea of the 80s costumes. We need to get together and put on costumes of characters from 80s movies that people really wouldn't like, side characters, not like main characters. I would have a mean Biff Tannen costume.
Nice. I like that.
I think I could pull off Biff.
I think I could do that. That's a good one.
I think you could.
Who was the guy in He-Man? Was it Oracle?
The wizard dude?
Yeah, the wizard guy.
Orko.
Yeah, Orko.
Didn't have a face, just a void.
Yeah, I'd be Orko. I think I'd fly around and be Orko.
That would be, who is obscure.
Who was the one we really didn't like from Thundercats? The Snarf. Snarf! That horrible character. Like something like that.
If you were dressed up as a Thundercat, people would be like, what the heck is he?
Even that would be, I suppose. You're right.
I had to look up those masks that you're talking about that you can't breathe in. There's a lot of two Dukes of Hazzard's Ben Cooper costumes from 1982 on sale for eBay. $600.
Whoa.
Dukes of Hazzard? Oh, wow. I'm Uncle Jesse.
I want to have the kind of bank account where I can do things like that.
It's ridiculous.
Like that's, I'm joking, of course.
I know.
That's who can spend $600 at an old, like, and then you get it, and then like, oh, okay.
Now what do I do?
Yeah.
You just display it with your other Dukes of Hazzard memorabilia, I guess. I'll put it in the General Lee I got right here.
Sounds like it could be a dangerous quick, too. That sounds like very... that is awesome, Melissa. Thank you for looking that up. That is really weird.
No problem.
You can go
to Tom Wopat. No, this is going on.
You can go to frightgeist.com right now to find out more of these. And it's certainly, if you want to do the costume, top costumes, costume map, or costume wizard. The costume wizard part we will be doing coming up. All three of us are going to do that.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, we're going to do that coming up one of these days, coming up before Halloween. We'll do that one of our shows. Well, three of us, we got together here.
Melissa Lumberjack. Something about that.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah. I want to see that now. I want to see traditional lumberjack with the beard, the everything. I think you'd rock that, Melissa. I think you would.
I actually think I have all the components I need for that costume.
I bet you do.
I will say this right now. I think if both of us, Melissa and I, dressed up as lumberjacks, she'd look better. I think it's more realistic.
What's this guy? What is this?
There's something about it.
Why is this scarecrow dressed up as a lumberjack?
Yeah. It's like, what are you, a scarecrow trying to be a lumberjack? Is Sideshow Bob a lumberjack? What is that? We'll take a break. We'll come back, have some more fun in the morning show here at WFHR.
You have one new notification from Cleary Building Corp. This is to remind you, if you're thinking about building a home, storage facility, or commercial building, make sure your building has a Cleary Shamrock on it. At this time, we urge you to visit clearybuilding.com immediately to speak with a sales specialist to get you the building of your dreams.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Get the best warranty in the business at clearybuilding.com today.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on Wiscountry 105.5.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 54. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 37. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 58. Low 60s Wednesday, upper 50s by Thursday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 41.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. I will be having that in my head all day.
You're welcome.
No myth from Michael Penn. We get into some That Ain't Right stories right about now, and this one seems a little bit of an interesting one.
All right.
Boomers love when young adults discover something that they did like a century ago. And this is definitely an example of that. There's a new, quote, movement taking Gen Z by storm, this is all in quotes, called silent walking. So what is it? It's going out for a walk and leaving your phone at home.
Makes sense.
That's it. That's all it is. They're just walking without the distraction of a smartphone in your pocket and without listening to music on your podcast or any of that stuff but you got to do it for at least 30 minutes.
Ooh.
It seems simple, but it's hard to separate anyone from their phones these days, especially Gen Z. Mm. Obviously, this was common for, you know, us, most of us growing up and everything. You don't have to be, any certain generation. Right. I think that a lot of generations grew up like this, a lot more that didn't.
Yeah.
But that's changing as we speak. Mm-hmm. So the benefits of, quote, silent walking include heightened senses, including hearing and smelling, mental boosts from clearer thinking in some areas. It's also safer as you're more aware of your surroundings.
Mm.
The woman credited with popularizing this trend says that her boyfriend encouraged her to try it, and she was worried that it wouldn't be possible due to her anxiety, but instead it was an incredible experience. Now this has become a huge thing. It's all over TikTok and all this.
Wow.
I would love to know. I love the idea of somebody on their TikTok doing a TikTok and saying, "I'm about to do this." And wait a minute. What?
Get your phone right there. How does this work?
I mean, you know what? I don't care. If it gets people to put their phones down a little bit, that's fine. I call it whatever you want. Say that you created this. I don't care. Just put the phone down every once in a while. And I'm saying this not to young people. I'm saying it to our generation, everybody. Yes. When I've been driving around and I have somebody in front of me who is not turning their turn signal on or forgets to turn their turn signal on, or we're at a stop sign and they won't go or something like that. Every single time, it is somebody on their phone or playing with their phone, and I have never seen a young person doing this. Not once. I'm not saying it doesn't exist. Obviously, by the law of averages, you've got some of this. And certainly, it would be understandable to a degree that younger people would be more glued to their phones than not. I actually think it's the opposite, and I think that we're going to have studies to prove this eventually. Younger people seem to be a lot smarter about this because they grew up with the technology. They understand it better.
Yeah.
Our generation is still new to a lot of this. Even with it being around for 20-plus years, we're still getting used to this. We didn't grow up with phones in the car.
Nope.
We didn't do this. So I think that we're having a harder time with separation of this. And the idea that, well, you know what? Growing up, I could do this, this, or this when I was driving, and it was always fine. So what would be the harm of this, adding this to the mix? We grew up at a time where you used to have people, they'd sell little tiny TVs that you could have in the car. And just playing. Like, I'll never forget my nan and papa having a TV right in the armrest in between them and everything. So my sister and I could sit in the back and watch TV in this kind of on long trips. Like, this TV just blaring. And my papa couldn't hear it. Like, I mean, he could. But, like, the idea how distracting it must have been.
Yeah.
And everything.
Wow.
It's wild to me, some of the stuff that we still continue to do and where we put the – and why we're so quick to put blame.
Yeah,
we need to assess blame so badly in this culture, and we got to get over that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there is no villain. Sometimes there is no bad guy. Yeah. It's just people being people.
Yep.
You know, and
making mistakes, doing.
And sometimes there is no hero. We're all the villain. We're all the bad guy. You know, a lot of times you find that out in your own life. You're walking around thinking you're the hero of the story, and it turns out you're the villain. It goes both ways with this. Mm-hmm. The only way to get through these things is not by pointing at the younger generation and saying, how dare you, shame on you, blah, 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 or pointing at your own generation. It's all of us owning this.
Yeah.
It's all of us owning this and trying to do more of this stuff. Call it silent walking or putting your phone down, or I like to call it unplugging. I mean, whatever you want to call it.
Going off the grid? Wait, that's a little bit more serious than that. But no. I think you hit the nail on the head, though. They've grown up with this. And I think it's like, wow, I need a break, man. I need to get away from this. It's like everywhere all the time, you know.
Well, and they're also, you know, being told from such a young age that it's good to set boundaries. It's good to have time off. You need get away from it. And they deal with a lot more online bullying and negative things online.
Because of all the social stuff that goes on online. Yeah, exactly.
Those are really strong points.
Yeah.
But, you know, I started this. I wanted music when I was walking as a kid. And, man, when I got that first portable CD player, I was so excited and probably ruined my Faith Hill CD because it, you know, walking, portable CD player, it's not the super most stable thing in the world.
No,
so
no, it's not.
It's like trying to figure out how to walk without bouncing the CD player at all. It was a challenge, man.
It was.
I only tried it once.
The walking around with the CD player, especially walking home from school with the CD player and trying so hard not to have it skip.
Not to jar it. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Like that. Oh, God, did that bring back memories. Oh, that I was literally walking back home from school.
At least the old cassette player didn't do that, you know.
Right. It might eat your tape,
but it was. Yeah, but it wouldn't skip.
Different problems.
Yeah,
we need a palate cleanser.
All right, let's do it.
Badly need a palate cleanser after those. Let's go ahead and get to some local good stories of the day. And I want to start that off with one from our good friend, our engineer, GM around here, Chuck Gennaro, sent this over to all of us. Help support the food drive for UWSB students. Rising food prices and inflation have made it much more difficult for UWSB students to afford necessities. To help these students, the men's basketball program has organized a food drive. On October 26th, the day of both the women's and men's Purple Gold Games, students from the Cupboard, UWSB's food pantry, will be taking donations from 4:15 to 8:30 at night. Outside the Quant Gym, admission to the 5:30 women's game and the 7 o'clock men's game is free with a donation. And this is sponsored by the men's program.
All right.
If you are able to be a part of that, not only catch some good ball in a game that's always good in that purple goal game, that's always a good one, but also obviously helping out the future. You're investing in the future by doing this.
Yes, indeed.
Greatly encourage everybody to get into this one. We'll talk more about it as we're leading up to it. Seth, you've got a good one over there.
Looking ahead tomorrow, we've got the next community blood drive here in Rapids. It's going from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the former East Junior High School, room 111. That's at 311 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Appointments are encouraged. Call 866-566-5900 to schedule that through the Blood Center of North Central Wisconsin, which, by the way, is the primary supplier of blood to Aspirus Riverview Hospital. They also welcome walk-ins if you can't get an appointment as well. So keep that in mind, everyone. They're having another one coming up on Monday, the 23rd. That's next Monday from 2 to 7 as well. But if you can get in tomorrow, that would be great.
A couple of other great events going on. One of them happening today over off the clock at our local YMCA. Go check that out. Network with the Heart of Wisconsin and, of course, our friends over at the Y. It is happening today from 4 to 6. Raffle prizes, appetizers, open to the public and free to attend. Check this out with our friends from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce and the Southwick County YMCA. Go check out their Off the Clock event going on today from 4 to 6 over at the Y at 601 First Grand Avenue in Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids.
Very cool.
And our friends at the United Way have their great, wonderful United Way Day at McDonald's coming up. This is their 51st, you guys.
Wow. That's amazing.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Get some Mickey D's in your life here in Wisconsin Rapids this Tuesday, October 17th. This event helps the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties create lasting change in our community. Mm-hmm. Terry and I will be talking about this later in the week. Looking forward to that. But and the United Way is going to join us on Midday Magazine as well. But get some McDonald's in you. Go ahead and check that out tomorrow going on right here in Wisconsin Rapids at the local Wisconsin Rapids McDonald's.
Yeah.
Looking at some big stories. Actually, real quickly, I did want to rewind for a second. A big shout out to the cast and crew and everybody a part of the most recent production, Bly Spirit, with Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater.
Yeah.
They wrapped up their run this weekend. Big tip of the theater hat to all of them. Great work, everybody.
Yeah.
Really good stuff.
Yeah.
Congratulations to the director, Linda, as well.
Yeah.
A big shout out to them. Do encourage you to audition for the next show. Our friend, everybody's friend, Deb Szczesinski is going to be directing this. A Candle in the Window, their holiday production. Auditions going on today and tomorrow at 6:30 at the WRCT Auditorium.
Very cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Get on over there. And if you don't feel comfortable being on stage, go ahead and see if they need somebody backstage.
Yep.
Yeah, they always need help with those things or set construction. And this one is for all ages because there's kids in this show, too.
Yeah.
Good point, Melissa. Thank you. Thank you for mentioning that. Mm-hmm. And you will not find maybe one of the sweetest human beings you will ever meet in your life is Deb.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
Yes, indeed.
Go ahead and get in on that.
She would be a fun director to work with.
Oh, yeah.
Find out more at wrctheater.org. Be sure to join us today from 3 to 4 for Playmakers. Seth and I will be tag team in the show. We're going to have some fun today. And joining us today, Tyler from the Rafters.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We'll be talking with him. Looking forward to that. That's going to be a great conversation. And I wanted to mention this really quick. The charity Move for Hunger crushed a world record by toppling 12,952 cereal boxes like Domino's.
Wow!
They did it at the arena where the Detroit Pistons play. The previous record was 6,300, so they doubled it.
Wow.
And all the boxes of cereal are being used donated to food banks.
Nice. That's a great story. Awesome.
And I think I got the new record I want to break.
Oh,